is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry says hostile actions by Israeli fighter jet pilots led to Syrian air defense systems shooting down a Russian military reconnaissance plane, killing 15 people aboard. Now, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, experts will be looking to see if there has been a breakdown of communication between Russia and Israel over the Syrian airspace.
Russian state television has quoted a leading official saying Israel is fully to blame for the deaths. Moscow claims Israel didn't warn it of its operation until a minute before the strike, which did not give the Russian plane enough time to escape. A recovery operation is now underway in the Mediterranean Sea to retrieve bodies and fragments of the wreckage from the L-120 aircraft. For several years, Israel and Russia have maintained a special hotline to prevent their air forces from clashing in the skies over Syria. Israeli military officials have previously praised its effectiveness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China is responding to U.S. President Donald Trump's plans to impose an additional $200 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports.
We think that what the U.S. is doing right now is economic madness.
Mats Harbun, the president of European Union Chamber of Commerce in China, says this is not going to help deal with the problems. The new duties, which take effect next Monday, September 24th, will begin at 10%. Then rise to 25% in January of next year. The tariffs will be imposed on thousands of consumer goods, including electronics, food, tools, and housewares. President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to declassify a trove of documents related to the investigation into Russian election meddling. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the information to be made public includes FBI surveillance warrants of former Trump campaign advisors and a high-ranking official at the U.S. Department of Justice. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of North Koreans chanted unification and waved flowers at their leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in in a parade through Pyongyang. This is as the two kick off a summit aimed at rekindling stalled nuclear diplomacy. Reuters' Grace Lee.
The leaders of North and South Korea kicked off their latest summit on Tuesday, this time in Pyongyang. Kim Jong-un greeted the South's Moon Jae-in at the airport, the two looking far more familiar in their third meeting with smiles and hugs. Moon even took the time to shake hands with North Korean civilians. Tens of thousands of them showed up, waving flowers and chanting unification. Later, more of the same treatment from North Koreans as Moon and Kim paraded around the streets. The big question at this summit is whether or not Kim is serious about denuclearization. And it may set the stage for a second summit with U.S. President Donald Trump.
Reuters' Grace Lee. The Senate Judiciary Committee will host a showdown next week between Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the psychology professor who accuses him of sexually assaulting her when they were in high school. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's a hearing the panel was hoping to avoid, but amid bipartisan demands, it'll hear Monday from both Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford.
Listening to what each party has to say, but I believe her.
Panel Democrat Kamala Harris on CBS This Morning.
We need to know, are we about to put somebody on the United States Supreme Court who committed a sexual assault?
But figuring out just what happened at that Maryland House party 36 years ago won't be easy.
There are an awful lot of questions, inconsistencies, gaps.
Kavanaugh vehemently denies Ford's accusation. GOP Senator Susan Collins says if he's lying,
that would be disqualifying.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And deep divisions between member states threaten to derail a European Union summit on migration.
Overall, migrant numbers into Europe are down 40% year on year, but migration continues to dominate EU policy debate. Visiting Paris before Wednesday's Salzburg summit, host Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz Monday called for an enhanced role for the EU border agency Frontex across the bloc's external frontiers.
To secure our external borders, the frontline countries of the European Union need our support, they need our solidarity, but on the other hand, they also have to accept the support and the help of the European Union.
That was a thinly veiled message for frontline states, including Italy and Hungary, whose governments have repeatedly blamed the European Union for the migrant crisis.
That's Henry Ridgewell for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.